37. Agendas. Dialogue 1.
Please let me see the draft of what you have put together for Monday's meeting.
I'm still working on the agenda. There will be a lot to go over on Monday. Here's what I've got so far.
Do you think we will spend more than 20 minutes in the opening? I think it should be pretty simple.
It shouldn't take too long, but there will be a lot of dignitaries at the meeting. In the opening exercises, it is protocol to spend a little time to recognize them. I reckon it should take about half an hour before we can even get to the minutes.
Really? Well, at least the minutes shouldn't take too long to review. There shouldn't be a lot of active business left over from last meeting.
True. After review and acceptance of the minutes, we have several committee reports. Old business won't take up too much time, but sometimes the committee delegates can be a little verbose. Is there a way we can limit their time?
We can set a 5-minute report time with a 3-minute question and answer afterwards.
That's no good. Q&As always stretch out the time because people usually get stuck on some irrelevant point. We'll lose control of the meeting if we open it up to questions too early.
True. Well, impose an 8-minute limit on the committee reports then. We'll save Q&A until right before closed session.
Sounds good. Overall, we can probably keep the meeting under 2 hours.
Let's hope.
Dialogue 2.
Who will motion to approve the minutes from last meeting?
I motion. She seconds.
All in favor? Good. Now, what's next on the agenda? We have some new business. Tracy, can you introduce item B on the agenda for us?
Yes, but we should probably follow the agenda in order, shouldn't we? Item A is still pending. We should report and approve old business before new business.
Oh, yes. I somehow managed to overlook item A. Well then, Mark, can you report to us about your project under item A? The agenda is a little backwards today. I would prefer that Tracy introduce her project first. Then what I have to say might make more sense. Technically, our projects are both new business. The only items of old business we have are the minutes, which have already been approved. Oh, is that right? Well, let's rearrange the agenda then. We can move item A to the end of our new business section. It will follow reports on items B through D. Any objections?
Can we have item A directly follow item B?
Fine. Any objections? No? If there are no objections, then our modifications to the agenda have been approved unanimously. We will proceed according to the amendments we've just made.
Tingli Kutang, TingClass.com